Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, we are in the fourth shiur of Sif Aleph. About to finish Sif Aleph, we are beginning on page 42, the second line. We discussed the first shita that the Mechaber told us way back when, in the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel, that Akira described what Akira was. He said if it was heated up with Gefes Ve'etzim, which is types of materials that turn into coals. So he said it's usher to put on a tavshil from Friday and leave it on Shabbos, unless it was fully cooked and it was mitzdamek viralo. It was so cooked that any more cooking that will be done will be bad for the person. And now we finally get to the second sheet of the Yesh Omrim on page 42, second line. V'yesh Omrim shekol sinishbashel kimachal ben drusoi. That anything that is cooked to the point of machal ben drusoi, pirish, shame adam shaya ochel machalo shalom nisbashel kol tzarko. Ben drusoi is the name of a person who used to eat his food when it was not yet fully cooked. So if there are those who say that if the food was cooked, kimachal ben drusoi, ocean is bashal kol tzarko umitzamek viyofalo, or it was fully cooked and it was still would get better if it would be cooking more, mutter la shoso agabe kira. So this sheet holds that even if it's not fully cooked, we'll see if it's a half cooked or even some say a third cooked, you could still leave it on the kira going into Shabbos and it does not have need any other requirements. The Ramah says, o afilo agabe tanur. This sheet holds not only is a mutter to leave on this food that's not fully cooked on a kira, but also on the more chomer dika oven, which is a tanur in those days. Afilu husak begefes ve'etzim, even if this kira was heated up with things that turns into the coals, v'afilu ain't a groof of a ketuma, and even if it wasn't swept out, the coals were not taken away, the coals were not covered, it's still going to be permissible. V'lo huskar a groof of a ketuma v'husak bekash u'gvave eloke shehisri l'hispashe v'lo higia l'macha ben drusoi. According to their second, more lenient opinion, we didn't mention the whole idea of cleaning out the coals or covering the coals or heating it up with straw and stubble except by a dish that started cooking and did not yet reach the point of Machal Ben Drusoi. V'chein le'inyan in noto ha'kedera me'aleho ubo la'achzira aleha b'shabbos. And so too, when it comes to doing chazara, when you took the pot off and then you come to return it on Shabbos, so that's when we'll require it to be grufa of v'ketumah. And if you forgot and you did shehia on a dish that started cooking, it did not yet reach the point of machal ben drusoi, so you weren't really allowed to leave it on, the food is aser. And it does not need to be said that if you did it on purpose, it certainly would be aser. And then the Ramah tells us a very important line, v'nogu lohokel kisvara ha'achrona. Even though we had Shita 1 that we discussed for 3 shiurim, and now we have Shita 2, the Minog says the Ramah is to be lenient, like the second opinion, that we do shahia, that we can leave the cholent on as long as it is kimacha ben drusoi, and you don't have to worry about putting a blech or anything like that matter. That's what the Ramah says, but we have to see the Mishabura, we have to see the Bir Alocha, to see exactly how we come out, but the Ramah paskins, lohokel kisvara ha'achrona. At least he says that's the minug. The choze be'inyan shehiya. Till now, the whole discussion is about shehiya leaving something on the fire from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. Shakedera yosheves al kisei shel barzel ogabe avonim ve'eno dogas begecholim. And the way you're keeping the pot in or on the oven is that it's sitting on some kind of chair of iron or it's on stones, but it's not actually on the coals. But says the Mechaber, aval hatmono agabi gecholom l'divrei hakol aser. But if the pot is in a situation of hatmono, of insulation, which the Mechaber holds very chomer, that it's just that it's sitting on the coals, that's considered hatmono, and that's going to be aser. So all these haterim is only agabi shehiya when it's not actually on the coals itself. The Ramah writes, v'yesh omrim da'afilu im ha'kedeiru omedas agabi ha'esh mamish. The Ramah says, even if the pot is sitting on the coals on the fire, mamish, kol zmanchi megula lamal lo mikri hatmana v'shari. As long as it is revealed on top, it's not called hatmana, it's not called insulating, and it is permissible v'chein haminug. So here we have a machlokes between the Mechab and the Ramah. What is considered hatmana that is usher? The Mechaber says just sitting on the coals, with the bottom on the coals, is already hatmana, it's already going to be usher. And the Ramah says no, even if it's just revealed on top, it's going to be permissible. And says the Ramah, that is the minhag. Rakshen is harim linatkon ktsas kodem hashabbos, but you should remove it from its place a little bit before Shabbos, min ha'esh, from the fire, Kedei sheyuchal Yisrael la'asiru misham, so that Israel can remove it totally from the oven on Shabbos. V'im lo nitkan min ha'esh, because if it was not moved from the fire, v'in nitzu agabe ha'esh b'Shabbos, and the pot is sitting on the coals on Shabbos, yesh la'asiru misham ayidei en Yehudi. Then you really have to get a goy to remove the pot from the oven. V'im lecha eino Yehudi, if you have no goy to do it, mutter li Yisrael la'asiru misham, then it would be permissible even for the Jew to do it. But v'yizor sheyikachenu misham benachas v'lo yinayim ha'gecholim. But he should move from there very carefully, and he should make sure not to move the coals. V'oz af im yinanem k'tas. And if you're trying not to move them, even if it ends up moving the coals a little bit, dover she'miskavinu v'shari, that would be considered a dover she'miskavinu b'mutter. This is a loaded Mechaber and Ramah, and we have to now go through the Mishaburas, and we'll try to tackle all the points. The first Nakuda that we said tonight is opinion number two, which is more lenient, that anything that is Nespashal Kamacha Ben Jusai, there is no problem of doing Shehiyah even without having a Garif Akatam. So the Mishaburah begins in Sifkatan Lamed Zayin, V'yesh Om Shekol, Svira Lahu, this Yesh Omrim holds, the Kevan Shenizbashel, Sheroi Lechol Ayideat Chak. Once it was cooked to a point where it's edible, even Ayideat Chak, even if it was only a pressing situation, you would eat it if you had to. Su Lekel Omecha Shem Yechata, already we're not worried that you might stoke the coals. The Kevan Sheroi Laachila, since it's fit for Achila in some form, Lama Yechata Bechinam, why would you stoke the coals for no reason? Ulakach shari afilu be'ena grufa v'ketuma, and that's why it's permissible, even if the coals are there, they have not been swept out, they have not been covered. The ain tzarach loze eloke shadayin lo egiya l'macha ben jusa, you only require the added chumras of grufa v'ketuma if the food did not yet reach the point of macha ben jusa. O kishabo lachzira b'Shabbos, or if you're coming to do chazara, again, we're discussing shehi over here, but if you're coming to do chazara, to return it to the fire, so then we would require grufa v'katuma, de milchzi kimavashal im ena grufa. Because if the oven is not cleaned out from all the coals, it will still give the appearance of cooking. Sifkat l'amilches kimachal ben jusoy. We said in order for the shiur to be okay, according to this opinion, it has to be cooked kimachal ben jusoy. Yesh omrim chatzi bishul. Some say that means halfway cooked. V'yesh omrim shlish bishul. Some say it means it only has to be a third cooked. The mechaber is so same in reish and beis, halfway cooked, ubimkom hatchak efshad yesh lahakil. But it could be in a pressing situation that one could be lenient and leave on for shehiya a pot that was only one third cooked. Sifkotun lamites is going on that which the Rama added in, o afilu agabe tanur. This kula dik opinion also would apply to a tanur. Says the Mishabura, de lo mifalginum bein tanur lekira. We do not differentiate between a tanur and a kira. Elo masha aser bikira she'ena grufa mishum chash chitui. That which we aser by a kira, if it's not swept out, because you might come to soak the coals, asrinan betanu afilu begaruf. We aser that same case by a tanur, even if it is swept out. So that's when we differentiate between a tanur and a kira, is that whatever a kira is going to be asur if it was not swept out, a tanur will be asur even if it was swept out. Because of the great heat, like we discussed last time, of a tanur, we consider it, even when it's swept out, kilu was not swept out. But that which we're matir, like over here, by a kira, even if it wasn't swept out, we consider it already cooked, and therefore we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals. Gam b'tanur mutter, the same case would be mutter by a tanur as well. So it's a very important Mishnah Brura, explaining to us clearly when we differentiate between a tanur and a kira, and when we do not differentiate. So then the Mechaber told us, the Ramah said, O afilu agabe tanur, if it's cooked, tumacha ben yusoy, you could do shehi agabe atanur. V'hu adin besocha tanur v'akira, sifkot amen, the Mishabura says, it's lavdafka on top, but like we discussed already many times in the sif, it could also be inside the tanur and the kira, it is the same thing. And then the Mechaber told us that we only mention the chumras of grufa v'ketuma, which is cleaning out the coals, or covering the coals, if it was only cooked less than the Madrega of Macha Ben Jusoy. Says the Mishabura Mem Aleph Lo Higia, the Oz Chai Shinon Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, that's when we worry that he might soak the coals, Im Husko B'Gepes V'Eitzim, if it was heated up with things that turn into coals, so we're worried you might soak them, V'gam enena grufa minag acholam, and it also was not swept out. So that's one case where it has to be grufa v'ketuma. And the other case, we said also, is if you want to do chazar, if you want to return the pot to the flame, it would also have to be garuf v'ketum, even according to this opinion. It says in b'shabur, it's a ketum and beis. Uba la'achzira ayin l'kamon b'sif beis. That's Emet Hashem tomorrow night. We'll get into all the gory details of how to do chazara properly on Shabbos. Velo igia sifkaton mem gimel. This is going on which the Mechaber said, if you forgot and you accidentally did shahia on a dish that did not yet reach the point of macha ben yusayit is aser. Says the Mishabura, did behigia, because if it already reached the point of macha ben yusayit, l'deya zo mutra afilu chachila, as we're saying in this shita, it will be mutter to do shahia as long as it reached Machab and Jusoy, according to this opinion, even the Chathchila. V'nira de le'inyan di'evid yesh l'horos the Machab ben Jusoy who shir shlish. And here already the Mishavura says that when it comes to b'di'evid, you can paskin the Machab ben Jusoy is that it's cooked already a shlish. Sherabu ha'omdim mishita zu. Many shitas hold this way. Ayin be'el yirabba. But the food would be usher if it's not Machab ben Jusoy. Sefkadim emdalad. Hainu afilu la'acherim ad Motzei Shabbos. This would be usher not only to the person who did it, but also to the other people until Motzei Shabbos. Ve'im ba'inam bazeh b'chdei she'yoseh. And do you require after Shabbos to wait the amount of time it would have accomplished the extra cooking that you did on Shabbos? So ayin la'el b'sefkadim la'mebeis, where we brought down umachlokes. If you look over here at note 48, he says, v'himigia tafshu l'shir Machab ben Jusoy kodem seisav gochavim. Let's say you put the dish on before Shabbos, it was not Machab ben Jusoy, but over the period of Ben Hashmashos, before reaching Tzeis HaGochavim, which is Vaday Laila, it already reached Machab ben Jusoy at that point. So Tzidat HaChazon Ish, Sha'af HaPisha Ben Hashmashos, Lo Yigiyah L'Shir Zeh, B'Dyevil O'Neser HaTavshil. Very important kula of the Chazon Ish, that if it already reached Machab ben Jusoy by Tzeis HaGochavim, so even though during Ben Hashmashos it was not at that point, but the Evid, you can leave it and assume it is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Memhei, we said this is all discussing Shehiya, where the Kedera is sitting on top of something. Sifkaton Memhei, Ke'ein Pitput Shel Shalosh Raglayim, like some kind of tripod, V'agecholim Munachim Tachtav, and the coals are underneath it, but it's not actually touching the coals. Or it's on stones, the Mechaber said, and the pot is not touching the coals. But hatmona agabi gilcholim, according to everyone, is aser. Zokta mishabura memvav. Hachi svir leila mechaber. This is the sheet of the Mechaber. Dim shulei hakedera nogim begilcholim mikri hatmona. If just the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, that's already called hatmona. Umimela da aser af in his special called sarko in his stomach viralo. And the mela is going to be aser, even if it was totally, fully cooked, and the more it's cooked, it's going to get worse, it still will be aser, because atmana is aser on anything. Like we'll see later on in Simon Reish Nun Zayin, Siv Zayin. The Ramah then came to argue, and he said that there are those who say that even if it's on the fire mamish, as long as it is revealed on top, it's not called atmana and it's permissible. Sivkot Mem Zayin Kozman. Va'afilu im ha'kedera umedes besocha tanur. Even if the pot is sitting inside the oven, the tanur is sosim and the tanur is closed up, lav bichlal hatmanahi. That's not called hatmana. Hatmana is insulating, like when you put a garment over a pot so it's closely touching the pot, that's hatmana. But being in an oven where the walls are far away from where the pot is, that's not hatmana, like we'll see later on in the siman about hatmana in Reish Nun Zayin Sov Sivches Ayin Shom. But shehi magula sivkotin memches, hainu she'ein mechasa aleha bebegodim melamalo. It's revealed on top the pot, and it's not covered with garments on top. V'ayin l'kamon again, bereish and zayin sivches. V'shari sivkotin memches is permissible. Hainu duhu rak bichlal shehiya, then it's only considered shehiya. It's not considered hatmana. V'shari b'nisbasho mibodion kamacha ben jusay. And again, like the shita, it will be permissible if it is at least macha ben jusay. Before Shabbos starts, lefim ashenogu kesvara achrona, based on what the Ramah said, that the minog is like the svara achrona. Sifkota nun is saying that you should move it off the fire, even though it's not a problem of atmana, but it's a problem of moving the coals around on Shabbos, so you should move it away so a Jew can take it off on Shabbos. Sifkota nun yesh la'asiro misham aidei ena Yehudi. If you didn't move it off the coals, so you have to have a goy doing it. The kasha v'Yisrael v'Yizor shelo yinaneag yicholam be'es netilasa v'asakadeira. It's going to be very hard for a Jew or a goy, without as makbet on the goy. It doesn't mean to say that it's hard for a Jew. It just means it's hard for a person to move the pot off without moving the gicholam around and therefore it's better to have a guy do it. If there is no guy, we said it's mutter Yisrael, sefkotan and aleph. This is only a problem when the pot is on the gecholim. Sorry, there's only permissible for the Jew to do it if there is no goy, if the pot is only resting on top of the gecholim. But if the coals are surrounding the pot, Aser li Yisrael la'asiro, then it's for sure aser for a Jew to move the pot. Mishum da'ayidei netziloso, because then through moving the pot, bevada yechata b'gecholim v'aser, you're for sure going to be soaking the coals and igniting some of them, and that is absolutely forbidden. Da'ayidei ze mavir ha'tachtonos u'mechab elyonos. By removing a pot that's surrounded part of the sides by the coals, that is already going to cause igniting the bottom coals and extinguishing some of the top coals, that would be a real problem. And even though he doesn't really want to do that, he just wants to get his cholent out, psikreishu, that's considered psikreishu, which is usr. So you have to have a goy do it. Some are machmir to even have a goy do a psikreishu. But I'm a mugged Avram Bel Yerabba, however, it says the Mishabura that it appears that for a Shabbos need, you can rely on the more lenient opinion that says for a Psikreisha, you can allow a goy to do it. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Mem Gimel, he writes, it's not just a Psikreisha, it's a lower darga than that, it's a Psikreisha lo nichalei, the Isua rak mid Rabbanon lo kuyam, it's only awesome mid Rabbanon, and therefore, if it's a Shabbos need, you can rely on the more lenient opinion and have the goy do the maisa that will lead to the Psikreisha lo nichalei of the Isra on Shabbos. And the Mishabura ends off and says, V'dim psichas atanur istimaso aidei ha'inu Yehudi yisbar besosim reishun tes, ayin shabim Mishabura, about the goy opening and closing the oven, which can cause an increase in the fire, a decrease in the fire, that we will get to in Mirtz Hashem later. Now we have to see a couple of bir halachas and a very important note. So the bir halacha begins on page 42, the second bir halacha. So again, this is the Mechaber bringing down the second opinion that said we only require a groof of a ketumah on a dish that was cooked and did not yet reach the point of Machab and Jusoy. Then groof of a ketumah helps, the Mechaber says. This is not so poshit. There are those who say, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that if it's groof of a ketumah, but the food was not cooked, k'macha ben jusoy, it might not even help. That's a very big chumrah, that if the food's not macha ben jusoy, you wouldn't even be able to cover the, let's say, the a blech wouldn't even help. If it's not macha ben jusoy, that's a very big chumrah that the Bir Halacha is bringing down over here from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But the main Bir Halacha that we need to see is the next one. And the Ramah paskind, or at least he said the minog was, to be making like the Svara Achrona, which holds that you do not need Garf HaKatum if it reached already the point of Machab and Jusoy. Again, the first sheet held, unless it's fully cooked, that it's Nistamek Viralo, you have to have a Garf HaKatum. And here we have the second opinion, which is much more lenient, that says as long as it's Machab and Jusoy, which is a half or a third cooked already, you don't have to have a Garf HaKatum. The Ramah said that the minog is like the more lenient opinion, says the Bir Halacha. Look in the Beis Yosef where he speaks at length about these two opinions. The Hetek Divrei HaRosh HaKosav, and he brings down the Rosh who writes, D'mipnei SheYisrael Adukim B'mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. Since Klal Yisrael is so attached to the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, U'bevada lo yishmulon, and they won't listen to us if we tell them otherwise, Al Kein Hanach Lahem, therefore leave them. It's not like, oh, it's geschmack, we pass like the more lenient opinion. We're forced into it. No one's going to listen to us because they love children so much, so we're forced to be lenient with them. That's how the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rush. Ayin Shem. Mashmi Mizek, clearly Mashma from here, Durak Mishum Zelo Ratzalimchos. That's the only reason why they didn't want to protest. V'chein HaBeis Yosef Gufa Mimash Shehetek Deya HaRishon Bistama. And so too from the Beis Yosef himself, who brings the first sheet to Bistama, he just brings it down. Vadeya Ashnia Bishem Yesh Omrim, and the second opinion brings us Yesh Omrim. Mashma Gamkein Daito Notalahmir. It's Mashma from Beis Yosef himself that he's also Notalahmir. Ach Mikomakom Einba Nukoach Limchos B'Mekilim. But we don't have the power to protest against those who are lenient. Shekfar Noguham Ka Yesh Omrim Lamaisa, the minhag has evolved like the more lenient opinion. Ukumosha Kasavarama. There was Dr. Beralacha that really lechatchila, for sure, one should be careful that if you want to leave the cholent on without a blech, you should make sure that it's fully cooked before Shabbos. And if it's not, ulasalkum in the eish, you have to remove from the fire. Achim eirush and esacher adover, but if you got delayed, kigon shabo orachim kodem shkias acham, a guest showed up very late and you had to make something. Vahutzruch levashel is a tashel avurim, you had to make a dish for them. Yochol lahamid ala pitbut levashel avshuli is bashel ala shkia rake chatzi bishel sagi. But b'shas tzorech, if you have guests coming late and you put a dish up and it's only kavacha ben yusay when Shabbos comes in, so you can leave it as long as it's not on the coals, but it's on the tripod. V'yanichenu omer ala pitbut ad sheigmar bishulo, and leave it until it's fully cooked. Umutu l'salag memenu b'layla d'ha ein omer al gecholim, and then you'll be allowed to remove it at night because it's not l'maisa on the coals. Very important mishnah brura that even though Rama tells us the minhag is to be lenient, the Bir Halacha is very clearly telling us that it is best to be machmir, but one can rely on this lenient shita. But it wasn't like a psak, let's go like the lenient shita. It's just sort of, we were forced into it. So you can rely on it, he says, but lachatchila, one should not leave something that's not garif akatum unless it is 100% fully cooked. Let's look at note number 56. It's in the back of the sefer on page 3. And then we'll go to another important note back on page 42. So on page 3 in the back, note 56, Hachozanish tzideid, Shemuter lahashos tafshil shenizbashel kemacha ben yusoy aflo chatchila. So the Chozanish here is much more lenient than the Chavetz Chaim. The Chozanish says that it's mutter to leave on a dish that is macha ben yusoy even lachatchila. So he comes out paskening like the second opinion. So he comes out that if it's Macha ben Yusoy or Mitzamek v'yofelo, you are allowed l'chatchila to leave it on the fire without garfa katum, more lenient than the Chavetz Chaim came out over here in the Bir Halacha. The other very important note that starts across on page 42, and we'll continue in the back, is note number 50. I'll just tell you what it's about. We'll read as much as we can. It is about crockpots. We know there are two types of crockpots. There's one crockpot that is doesn't go inside. It just goes on top of the heating element, and that is certainly not a problem according to the Rama or any other shita besides the Mechaber, not a problem of hatmana. But the shaila that arises and the post can deal with in this note is the other crockpots that many people use in America that is circular, oval, and you put the crockpot inside the heating element, assuming the heating is coming from all the sides and from the bottom. So that's the discussion. Is that a problem of Atmana or not? A very lengthy discussion. I'd like to read as much as we can, beginning in note 50 across from page 42. He makes a diuk first in the Mishnah Berurah. I'd like to look at the Mishnah Berurah first. In Sefkatan Memches, he said that the Rama said that it's not Atmana as long as it is Megul on top. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hainu she'ein mechasa leb v'godem milamala. As long as there are no clothing covering it on top, it's not a problem of atmana. Mashmos Lashonu says, note 50, the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is, sha'afal pi she'kol dafnos ha'kedera mechusos, even though all the walls of the pot are covered, mikomokom kevan she'ein ha'kedera mechusos melamala, since the pot is not covered on top, ein ha'davar nechshav elo ke'atmana b'miktas, that's only considered a partial atmana, and it would be mutter. V'chein mashmos Lashonu lahalon ulekamon. The shalok kimosha kasa prima gadim akamon, very important prima gadim, because people wonder how could it be hatmana? Since in the Mishnah Berurah that as long as it's open on top, hatmana is you have a pot of food and you're insulating the pot. So if you put the crack pot inside, it's insulated on all the sides, but it's not insulated on top. It's just the cover on top. That's the cover of the pot. That's not the insulation. So the chora, it shouldn't be a problem. But according to this prima gadim, it is a problem because the prima gadim says later on, sheim kol dafno sakedera mechusos, if all the walls of the pot are covered, afal pisha pia magula, even if the top is open, nechshav adover katmano bekulo, that's already considered a full hatmana. So that is a chumra of the prima gadim, which would knock out these crack pots. The fact that they're open on top wouldn't help you. Omdom le'inya atmana b'cho, when it comes to insulating in sand, the Mishnah Berurah writes later, b'shein l'chai odom, she'mamina sakedeira archetzia b'socho, if you insulate it halfway with sand, nech shev adover katmana b'miktas, if it's only halfway, That's hatmana partway, which is not a problem. Umashma, the mashmos of the Mishaburu is shebi yoser mechetzia nechshav hatmana bekula. That if it's a little more than halfway, it's already considered regular hatmana, it would be usser. So again, weiter, that even though the top's revealed and even more than the cover's revealed, it still could be a problem of hatmana if more than half of it is covered. Next paragraph. Ula halacha das agona shom zaman arbach. If the top or bottom of the pot is revealed with a choshev amount of a shear, that would only be a little bit of atmana and would be okay. If most of the walls are covered, nechshev hatmana bekula. Fine. Now turn to the back of the sefer, page number 3. Let's just finish up this note. We'll just skip right to the crockpots. It's about 10 lines down. We're skipping. You should really read all of it on your own time. The sir hamiyua the bishul iti, a pot that is designated for slow cooking, a slow cooker, crockpot. Hamurkov mikli kibul ha'asri chere shabo machnisa basatavshil. It has a pottery vessel where you put the dish in. Umimachshir chimum hamakif es kli acheres. And then you have the crockpot, the heating element that goes around the kli acheres. Rishlomo Zalman Urbach writes, "Sha'af al pi sheyesh miyot avir bein machshir hachimum l'kedera." Even though there is a little bit of airspace between the heating element and the pot where the food is, which we said was a heter in the oven it's not considered atmana because there's space between the oven walls and the pot. So here also there's a little space between the crock pot walls and the pot where the food is. Va'kedera megula milamala. You also have the pot, like we said before, revealed on top. Says Rishlomo Zalman, "Mikomakom nechshav hadavar kehatmana bekulo bedavar hamos of hevel." That is 100% a problem of hatmana. Mi'achar shekachi derech habishul beklizav yimosachol. This is the normal way of cooking with this utensil during the week. Va'aser litein besocho tavshul elu imkein yaniach kedera mipach ben kedera satavshul lemachshir achimim. You have to have a blech. You have to have some kind of tin pan or something separating them, because that would be serious case of hatmana. That's the famous plaque of Shlomo Zalman, that is a problem of hatmana. By putting this pan in between where the pot of the food's in and the heating element, that shows that you're trying to lower the amount of heat. Fine. Omnom im guf hachimum muskom betachtes asir velo betzido. But if the heating element is only on the bottom and not on the sides, so Shlomo Zalman says sheyesh lahachshiv zos kehatmana b'miktzas, then it would be only atmana b'miktzas and it would be okay. Gam im dafno sakli achitzo makifos as kol hakedera. So even if the crock pot is surrounding the whole pot that's inside, but if the heating element is only on the bottom, he says that's not a problem of atmana. Only if the heating element is also on the sides. The eitzah that Rav Yoshev gives. Well, we'll read the next paragraph in another minute. V'chein das Rav Yoshev, shenesinas tashil b'shir ze nechsheves hatmana. Rav Yoshev also holds a problem of hatmana. Elo shosa, but he adds on, shim yagbiu es hakedera b'ofen shiivutu chilek me'adafonos lachutz. This is the eitzah of Rav Yoshev, where Shlomo Zalman's not maskim. A lot of people do this in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yoshev says if you raise the inside of the crock pot by putting some stones on the bottom or big tinfoil balls and it raises the bottom off the crock pot bottom, yeah, mutter laniel tasha v'socho, then it will be permissible. Why? Kaven shebaofen zeh ro sheta chagadera megula. That makes most of the crock pot revealed. Why? The hainu hasheta shelamalo b'tziruf tachlis chagadera v'chilek adafonos habulot mechutz lasir. Now that the bottom is raised off the heating element, so that's separated. The whole bottom is not hatmana. The whole top is revealed, and if you lift it off, you know, a considerable amount that's sticking up, hopefully it will still get cooked. And you will have some area on the sides that's revealed. Also, that Rav Yoshev says is enough. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's not enough. He doesn't not allow that. And there are other shitas. They say Rav Moshe and some other poskim say that those crockpots are not considered hatmana, like the mashmos, like the diuk in the Mishabura, that if it's revealed on top, it's not a problem of hatmana. So we have all these different shitas when it comes to those crockpots that are inserted inside. The ones that go on top of the heating element, again, according to the Mechaber, would be a problem of hatmana, but according to everyone else, would certainly not be a problem. We'll stop here, and Amit Hashem, we'll get into Chazara, and we'll begin Sabeis tomorrow night.